First of all, we've got Thanksgiving holiday, which is going to make counting a little tough for starters. But after that, the judge basically gave each county one day for starters to count ballots. And that's a really, really optimistic schedule in which one county commissioner said would probably actually take them 7 to 8 days just to do their one county. And we've got five counties to do, and this was one of the smaller ones. So, I mean, just doing some basic math, this could go on well past Christmas.
David, the Republicans thought this would be a real easy win. From your reporting and talking to people, have you been getting some response about what they think about these results?
Well, I think what people look at this and say is that the money that came in at the end with regards to campaign finance reform really had an impact in Ulster and probably Albany counties, where George Amador wasn't as well known. And Cece Kasich was sort of able to set the dialogue there, and that sort of really won people over to her. And additionally, she focused on reproductive health rights a lot, and I think that helped her also bring out her Democratic base, which might not have been really geared up for the Senate race, where neither candidate was an incumbent, and both are kind of unknown.
Is there anything that you know of going on behind the scenes to try to either speed this up or slow it down, for that matter?
Well, people were wondering whether one side or the other yesterday was trying to slow things down, but both sides, attorneys for both sides, were really open to the schedule that was going on yesterday. And I think it is really just because they are super concerned about ballots getting in under their nose that they shouldn't be getting in. And it's really only the sort of the boards of commissioners from the local boards of elections who are the ones really concerned about this schedule.
Well, taking a look over the next week or two, what's the one thing we should be looking at to happen first?
Well, starting this week, we're going to have what are basically audits of the machine totals. Typically, you don't see any movement with these. They, with the way votes are counted now, all they really do is just take a look at the memory stick or the memory card of the vote totals from Election Day, and they compare it to what was printed out, and they just basically say, yeah, we had the right results to begin with, and they do a small audit of a few paper ballots. But usually there isn't any change in these, and actually one funny part about that is some of the counties have already kind of gone ahead and done parts of this, because that's part of the weirdness of our vote counting system. Each sort of county has their own little fiefdom and can set their own rules, and everyone's been handling the judge's orders a little differently, so that's kind of why I think the attorneys for both sides are concerned with having a sort of strict hand on what goes on going forward.
Do we know if all the votes have finally trickled in and what they have now is what they're going to get?
They probably are for the most part, but because of Governor Cuomo's order in relation to her ship to Hurricane Sandy, absentee ballots can trickle in till November 19th. They still have to be postmarked as of, I think, November 5th, but I don't think you're going to see much change. I mean, at this point, there's a little more than 9,000 absentee ballots that have been returned, and the one question, though, is affidavit ballots, which they can't, no more additional affidavits will be found, but these are ballots that are cast on Election Day by people who might have problems voting. Maybe they've been deemed inactive by the Board of Elections, or they want to vote, and they have to vote by these paper ballots, and there's an unknown number of these in the election, and those are right now one of the major unknowns.
Well, as long as we're not looking at hanging chads, I think we'll get through it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks, David. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.